Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Dennis Ross, the founder of Story Connects, a culturally informed marketing agency helping companies establish a new relationship with Black consumers. Mr. Ross, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. We're so glad to be here with you.
And certainly a pleasure to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview about Story Connects, if you would.
Yes, yes, indeed. So we are a story-based marketing agency with a very specific focus, that is to better connect American companies with their Black consumers. And our focus is based on story because racism, as we know it, has just run through this country this year as it has for the hundreds of years in the past. But no time like now has it been so important for companies to not only acknowledge but to take proactive measures towards at least mitigating the issue of equality, diversity, and the lack of justice in our systems of corporate America and in the justice system. And so as a marketing agency, we have a very unique view towards how that can be solved. And let me just tell you just a little bit about that. Racism could not spread around the world without story. And racism will never end without story. Why do I say that? When we come into the world, we are not born into a room that has an African American, a white American, a Jewish American, Italian American. We're born in our culture. Everything else we learn is through story. We're told by families and friends and those who are exposed and those who are wrongly exposed to maybe other cultures, how other cultures are. So we gain as children, you and I and everyone, we gain as children a perspective of other races through story. And that pre-manipulates our interaction with that individual. When I meet them, I've already been told a story, how they are not, their benefits, their flaws, their stereotypes. And so we look at story very differently because we believe story can now be used to assist in reversing the damage it has done through stereotypes. And so as a marketing agency, we create stories that create positive images, especially of those consumers within the Black community, such that we can create somewhat of a thrust in a different direction from the perspective of corporate America, perspective of marketing, marketing being the largest budget item for every company in the U.S. We're using marketing from the perspective of telling stories that are used to be counterintuitive to maybe negative stories that have been told about the Black community. So the time is now, the country is ready for pro-action, not just talk. And our agency puts together stories for companies that allows their marketing to be more meaningful and establish sustainable corporate change, thus social change. I know that's a long way to answer your question, but that's what we're about.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're doing through Story Connects and for that thorough response, much appreciated. Now, how does Story Connects work to achieve meaningful marketing? Talk to us about that.
Yes, yes. And so when we say meaningful marketing, we're specifically referring to beyond the sale of the service, or the products, the goods, of course, beyond just establishing brand. But meaningful marketing for us is being able to establish a relationship with your Black consumer that lets them believe they have a partnership in your brand, in your company, just not for the service or product they're buying, but for their stance, for their issues, for our challenges within society. We just don't want to say, hey, we drink this because this is the best Coke in the world. We use this brand because this is the best. But no, we use this brand not only because of the competence of their product or service, but also we see them in the marketplace as standing up for justice, for equality. And so we have a system of combining marketing programs, stories that not only stay on brand, because a company has to be successful and has to stay on brand, but also infuses into that brand message a message of equality and diversity beyond just placing someone of and different ethnic group within your commercial beyond just the visual, the aesthetics, the optics of diversity, but the messaging of story, what is being said, what is being inferred, what is being implied, creates more meaning beyond the service or product.
So true in all regards. Now, why is it essential for companies to call upon Story Connects to advance a more racially aware marketplace?
Yes, it's a wonderful question. It is because we are living in a racially aware marketplace. No longer can companies take a passive view towards diversity and equality and better racial relations. Because of George Floyd, because of the loss of his life, because of the tectonic plates of society being so shifted in the last couple of years because of multiple events, things that were just, you know, from a global pandemic to the pandemic of race that has always been here. It is during this time that companies are no longer going to be able to say, we're not involved with that. We're just a company. We sell this or we do this. We sort of stay out of that. No longer will consumers tolerate that. Consumers are more aware than ever before, and the millennials now are actively looking and seeking to support or not support companies that have taken a stance, that have decided within their policies and procedures, not just within the rhetoric, but in their policies and procedures, are now starting to systematize, make systemic equality, just as racism has been systemic over the years. And so it is more important now than ever before for companies to work with firms like myself, because not only do we give you great stories, great marketing ideas for your national campaigns, but advise some of the internal components of your communications, your systems, your protocols, your policies that allow for a deeper level of accountability upon which you will be operating on a day-to-day basis with your workforce. And so it's more important now than ever before because the world is watching and paying attention to those who are not paying attention.
Absolutely. The world is certainly watching. There is no question about that. Today we're joined by Dennis Ross, the founder of Story Connects, a culturally informed marketing agency helping companies establish a new relationship with Black consumers. And Mr. Ross has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us also, why is it important for companies to recognize the value of a racially aware marketplace?
Well, it is the slow browning of America. I mean, you know, it is it's something that can be uncomfortable for some individuals to speak about, but it is nevertheless true. We're living in a society, by some estimates, in the next 15 years, the U.S. will be minority white, which is the first time in its history, at least recent history, where something that like that would occur, which simply means those who are non-whites will be the majority population in the country. And so even if, you know, sometimes, you know, it's sort of funny to say, but sometimes we can make an economic argument where before we were trying to make a moral one. Sometimes an economic argument will suffice when a moral one will not do. And so there are times when individuals are looking to convince companies to be more committed to equality on the basis of what is right, what is integral. The reality is that argument for many simply does not work. If you simply took a look at where the country is going economically, one can make an argument that convinces even the most staunch racist that making moves towards being inclusive, making moves towards greater diversity is economic survival. Just putting the morality aside, it is economic survival. 15, 20 years from now, the country is going to be mostly Black, Hispanic, and other non-white populations. And so if for nothing else, it is survival that is going to fuel the need to start placing in your marketing, in your policies and procedures, the look, even if not the reality, and I hate to say it that way, that there is an acknowledgement of the need to have more minority participation, not just in the boardroom, but in the marketing meetings and what is consumer facing. And so we believe that companies that ignore that will do so at their peril.
Dennis, certainly appreciate all the insight and information shared here today. Much appreciated. Lastly, what key point or idea should listeners remember about Story Connects?
Yes, and so we are the story-based marketing agency that will allow your company to not only be relevant, but to remain relevant during these times of racial change, racial volatility. We understand narrative and narrative construction coming out of myself professionally, coming out of a world of being a ghostwriter for the last 20 years and writing books for tier one authors around the world with my company, bookambition.com. And through that, we have become proficient in understanding how to construct and relate stories to the masses such that your message has the widest reach. A couple of things I will say in closing. It is this: companies today must have a marketing plan that does three things. First, you must speak to the times, that is, acknowledgement through your marketing campaigns that something is going on different in the world. Second, you must speak for the times, that is, having empathy, understanding that even if your particular culture and racial background is not experiencing what you are witnessing, that you have empathy for those who are experiencing that, especially those in the Black community. And then lastly, speak into the times. That is, you must now act to change the trajectory of the times. One is acknowledgement, one is empathy, but the last is action. That is, we're not going to allow things to continue as they have. We are going to, with our power, with our economic resources, speak into the times to change the trajectory so that our end for the generations to come will be better than they are now. Story Connects is here and ready to assist, to consult, to design marketing campaigns, or to even analyze the ones you have now to add a different voice without which you can no longer do, to inform you on maybe some things that need to be changed so that you can say and have the effect that you intend to have without any obstacles in between. Story Connects, that is our job and that is what we do, and we'd be happy to speak with any company that is looking to reestablish or better establish their relationship with the Black consumer in America.
Again, Mr. Ross, we really appreciate what you're doing through Story Connects and for joining us here today on EPN. Where can listeners get more information on Story Connects and tap into this service as well as to be in touch?
Yes, you can reach us at storyconnects.com. That's storyconnex.com. Again, storyconnex.com. You can send us an email directly at hello@storyconnects.com, and we will provide you with whatever information you need and start engaging in a dialogue that possibly will allow us to work together for the benefit of both of us. Hello@storyconnects.com and www.storyconnects.com. Connects is spelled with an X. We look forward to hearing from you.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Ross, all the best. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Dennis Ross, the founder of Story Connects, a culturally informed marketing agency helping companies establish a new relationship with Black consumers. And for further details, visit Story Connects, that's with an X, storyconnects.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.